Mike Shamiri will be taking you through a WCWP timeline. The first time we've done this, it's a music retrospective of WCWP, and we're going to have that coming up in a little while.
He's incredible.
We'll talk a little bit about Mike Shamiri in a little bit.
This is Mike Shamiri. Pete asked me to share my fondest memories at WCWP, and oddly enough, the fondest memories I have are as an alumnus. 2006 was a fantastic year for me. I was interviewing everybody under the sun, mostly musicians. There was one week where I had the Mike Shamiri Spectacular, where I was on FM from 10 to 1. Then in May, we had the live remote from Bar Beach, or now North Hempstead Beach. That was fun, too. In September, I interviewed legendary jazz pianist and keyboardist Bob James, whose work has been sampled by many rap and hip-hop stars. And so DJ Eli W. Sen was in awe of me. He was bowing to me after I did the interview. So that was my 2006. But while I was a student, I made so many great friends. Erica Soto, Jen Domino, Jay Mirabile, Ryan Grabo, Jamie Mazzo, who I actually saw at New York Comic Con last week, Beverly Kundell, Billy House, Joe Sacco, Joe Conti, Karen Fiorelli, and many, many others whose names escape me at the moment, besides Pete Bellotti, of course. And then you have people like Dan Cox, Joe Manfredi, the station manager when I started in October 2001, Judy Kramer. And now in the last decade, alumni like Alan Seltzer, Jeff Kroll, Pat Kroll, Bill Moser, Hank Niemark, Ted David, Frank D'Elia, Bobby Guthenberg, Mike Riccio, and my close friend in the last decade, Bernie Bernard. I didn't pledge to a fraternity when I was a student. I didn't even dorm here. I commuted from Wantagh. But I consider WCWP to be a fraternity, and it is quite a fraternity. The camaraderie between alumni and current students is outstanding, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Thank you, Pete, for giving me an opportunity to share my memories.
Michael, thank you, Michael. And Mike Shamiri, a big part of WCWP. That's why we have this smooth jazz music.
Love that guy.
We have to find smooth jazz. We can't find any other jazz.
No vocals.
No vocals. And Mike, one of the most talented voices ever on the station.
Sounds great.
And he's going to narrate this next piece we're going to throw to right now. WCWP, of course, we're celebrating that here on Homecoming Saturday, has had a long history. So we're going to take you through WCWP via music in a timeline that's been narrated by Mike Shamiri.
And, love it.
And I hope you enjoy it. It's something different as we get set for Pioneers football. We'll come back. We'll do all the Pioneers football.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Here's the man with the velvet voice.
The velvet voice.
The 1960s had its share of memorable moments, including the launch of WCWP. Led by Hall of Famers Hank Niemark, Art Beltrone, and others, WCWP began to etch its mark in LIU Post history. Two songs from the late 60s are just as popular today as when they were released. First, here's I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Find your homecoming sugar. Here's Sugar Sugar by the Archies on Homecoming Saturday.
Sugar, oh honey, honey. Sugar, sugar,
sugar, sugar. 88.1 FM, WCWP, and WCWP.org, Brookville, New York.
The 1970s brought disco, bell bottoms, and Bill Moser. Bill took charge as WCWP station manager and set the standard that WCWP is today. From 1977, here's Steve Miller Band with Jet Airliner.
Leaving home out on the road.
The 1980s saw Michael Douglas proclaim, "Greed is good." And an embarrassment of riches with the birth of Rock and Roll Weekend on WCWP. Current station manager Dan Cox and Mark Snyder's popular format planted the seeds for future genres, including Prison Break and Top 40 Total Access. The 1980s featured many creations from the late, great Tom Petty. Here's Tom with the Traveling Wilburys singing The End of the Line.
Well, it's all
WCWP entered a period of transition in the 1990s. Bill Moser headed out. The 1990s also saw the emergence of a different sound. From 1998, here's Semisonic with Closing Time.
Closing time, open all the doors, comes from some other beginning's end.
In the early 2000s, Dan Cox returned to WCWP as station manager and restored the Bill Moser philosophy of students first. From 2009, here's the Black Eyed Peas with I've Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Good night.
Woo-hoo. This brings us to today, 2017, and WCWP is still going strong. Portugal and the Man close our WCWP music retrospective out with Feel It Still.
Keep my hands on myself.
Welcome back to Homecoming Saturday.
Yes. This is
a version of the Pioneers pregame show with a lot of interesting things. We just had a musical retrospective, Jay, and with our good friend Mike Shamiri.
It's like the Casey Kasem of WCWP.
You can say that. You said that earlier. I was like, all right. Yeah,
I like the sound of that.
That is a good sound. You need like a little nickname.
How about we throw a music bet on?
Yeah. Well, we had the Weather Channel music for Mike Shamiri because he likes smooth jazz. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. The final.
I can't believe it.
We're wrapping up. And I appreciate you helping me out today.
You got Jared. It.
Hitting that button, turn that button on.
It's tough just, work. It my fingers are hurting.
Getting that Weather Channel music and
oh, yeah.
That was excellent.
It made me very relaxed.